This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Ayman. And on Pop It, Pop It today, we're talking about looking east and providing jobs for senior citizens. Now, this is coming after it was reported that Japan's labor ministry wants to urge companies to ensure jobs for workers until the age of 70.
So this is part of their efforts to sort of stabilize employment for the elderly. According to the Japan Times, the plan offers several options for companies, including subcontracting operations to businesses that are launched by older workers, delaying the retirement age, and also offering continued employment after retirement.
So, as always, with a lot of Japan-led initiatives, a lot of the circumstances surrounding this are unique to Japan for multiple reasons. So obviously we know that their population is aging. We also know that it's shrinking. And that is putting a lot of pressure on their workforce, because obviously both those things mean that the working pool has lessened. And until 2018, Japan had been banning the import of foreign workers. So obviously all of these factors put a lot of pressure on the workforce. So it's no surprise then that they're thinking of ensuring jobs for people up to 70 years old, it is potentially a win-win.
Yeah, and actually Malaysia also may face a similar problem in the future, because the Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Lee Boon Chye, has said that by 2030, Malaysia is projected to have an aging population, because by then more than 15% of our population will be above 65. So maybe we'll have to think about this whole working until 70 thing as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting to have countries like Japan leading the way, because they have known that this was going to be a problem for them for quite some time. You know, and I think in other countries such as South Korea, with its dropping birth rate as well, there are all these concerns surrounding the fact that, yeah, there are a lot of us who are going to be living longer thanks to modern science, but who conversely may have less money to spend because we're living longer and because the age of retirement hasn't changed and all those various things. So I do think that I'm not glad that Japan is facing this problem, but I'm glad that there are going to be countries who are trying to address it so that we in turn have a template of sorts to look to.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not a formula that will fit properly in terms of Malaysia, right? Because Japan has their own unique circumstances with their makeup of their society, whereas we also have our own different kinds of circumstances that we have to deal with when this time comes. It's an ironic thing, really, that when you are chasing economic development, it impacts on your social development. So with the advances in economy and science and technology and all that, you become healthier, you live longer. At the same time, you get married later and have babies later, which means that the population is shrinking, and you know, it means that older people have to work as well. And I think that when this conversation does come to our shores, it will be important to really analyze what exactly do we want from our old age. Some people may enjoy working, so they have no problems continuing to work after retirement. Some people want to spend more time with their grandchildren or pursue a new hobby, so this may be a problem for them, especially when their retirement funds are you know, sort of shrinking.
Yeah.
So it's different circumstances for different people, I would say, when this time comes.
I'm also wondering what this means for companies, because it's one thing to look at it from a societal level, but there's also the question of, from the point of view of people who are actually hiring, whether that changes things, right? Whether you need to provide different levels of support for workers who are perhaps a little bit older, whether that changes, for example, the insurance that you're able to provide. You know, will it shift how you negotiate your insurance agreements, your benefits, your medical benefits? So there are all these HR related things also that I think that might come from having a slightly, or you know, in some cases not slightly, but much older workforce. So yeah, I mean, we would like to know whether you would be willing to work until 70? And also, if you were in a position to hire, whether you would hire people who are older, who are past retirement age as it currently stands, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yeah, so those are also the questions that we asked the public today, because as always with Popeye, we wanted to hear your thoughts as well. So first we asked them if they were willing to work until 70, and this is what they said.
Hope not, but I think there's a possibility that will happen. You need to keep your mind active, and I like to keep my mind active.
Almost definitely. I'm almost there, and I really appreciate people who actually value the experience we have.
Ideally, I would like not to. I think that I'm someone who is lucky enough to be in a position in my mid-20s where, you know, I can see myself sort of having my money work for itself at the age of 70. However, if I have to, I would like to do something that is a bit low energy lah.
I definitely would be willing to work until 70 because I think it's important for you to have a sense of purpose and, you know, albeit the excitement of not doing anything, you know, could be liberating. I think the ability to have something to do and a cause, yeah, would be something that will make you age gracefully.
So we also asked if they would hire senior aged employees if they ran their own company.
If I run my own company, it depends on what company I'm running. If it's practical stuff, maybe I will consider. But if it's just an office admin or something lighter, then yeah, why not?
Most definitely. You will be surprised at the value that these senior executives will be able to provide for the companies. Their intuition, their experience, definitely something that's worth looking at.
I would hire my mom to be part of my company because she has that experience for the past 30, 40 years of working.
Well, that movie, you know, The Apprentice, you know, with Robert De Niro, that's it, just is so inspiring. And the wealth of experience, knowledge, and also presence. You need a mixture of young and old people together in contribution, I think would make a very rich company.
So we are talking today about the fact that Japan's labor ministry wants to urge companies to ensure jobs for workers until the age of 70. This is because they have an aging population, which is something that we are going to face here as well. So we are going to be exploring this in a little more detail after this with our guest, Jasmine Amirulghani, who is the managing director of Hire.Seniors. But we also want to hear from you. I mean, do you want to work until you're 70? Are you open to it? Do you think you'll have to? And also, would you be open to having or hiring older people within your company? Call us and let us know, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us is Jasmine Amirulghani, who's the managing director of Hire.Seniors, which is a social enterprise that's focused on helping senior citizens and retirees find suitable employment post-retirement. Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I guess the first thing I was curious about is, firstly, do you think that something like this could happen here or should happen here, where the government actively kind of intervenes and says, yeah, we need to increase this the age of work?
Well, I think we always believe in, you know, freedom of choice, right, at the end of the day. So I think it should be down to the retirees choosing to work if they wanted to beyond the cutoff age. Right now, if we're imposing a certain age, they have no choice. So quite a number of the people that have registered with us, the older workers, say that they actually want to continue, but they can't, simply because of this age imposed by the government. So, you know, it should be a choice at the end of the day. Those who want to retire should be allowed to retire, and those who want to continue and have a lot to contribute should be allowed to as well.
So what kind of support would companies need if they wanted to sort of, like, you know, help people work until the age of 70?
Well, I think firstly, I think it's an awareness issue, right? So companies actually need to be made aware of the benefits of hiring older workers in the first place, in terms of the experience that they bring to the job, the flexibility in terms of the length of time they're willing to work, the existing business context and relationships that some of them can bring to the job, ability to open doors, for example, the fact that they have a high retention rate and are far more dependable in terms of not wanting to job hop as often. The second area, I think, is in terms of the support that is required to actually redesign or restructure certain jobs. And what I mean by that is, for example, We've had a case of various cases where if you have a way of scheduling a job, for example, it's a 7-day-a-week job, X number of hours a day, and if you wanted to hire a senior to come in, they may only want to work, let's say, 3-4 hours a day, maybe a couple of days a week. In order to accommodate that, you would need to restructure that entire job scheduling mechanism, if you will. So in order to do that, that costs money, costs effort, obviously, and many companies are not willing to do such things. Similarly, if you wanted to hire someone on a part-time basis, perhaps split a job into two. So if you wanted to hire a receptionist, for example, if someone wants to only work half a week, you could get two people in, you know, job, split the job. But to do that, you then have double payroll, double everything. So what Singapore, and we've seen, do is basically they offer grants to companies that are willing to restructure and redesign jobs to cater to seniors and to be more friendly to seniors. So potentially that is something that the support that could be given to companies here in Malaysia.
And thinking about, I suppose, different parts of one's work and one's contract, I'm thinking about things like the benefits such as medical insurance and pensions. Might this be affected by the hiring of older workers?
We've not seen that in the work that we do in terms of placing seniors with companies. Typically, what happens is they prefer to go on contract, for example. So employers prefer to put them on contract for service, and it's mutually agreed terms. Generally, the seniors prefer cash, right? So they're not looking for health benefits as much or any of the other benefits.
Right.
They just prefer cold hard cash and the ability to work, you know, during the time and day that they prefer.
So just now you were talking about how it might affect the scheduling, for example, in the company. But what about the company culture? Would having older employees change the company culture?
Well, I think it would enrich the culture, if you ask me. I think it would add diversity, you know, additional views. You could have cross-mentoring where you have seniors with so much experience coming in and sharing their experience and learning from the young ones as well. You know, I think you're likely to have younger workers learn from the experience that retirees bring in. And I can share an example where we placed one lady who had worked for the longest time in IBM. And she had solid mainframe experience. And this company did not have any of the juniors with mainframe experience. So she brought that experience in. She then taught the younger team, and she actually mentored and coached them as well. So it became a mutually beneficial relationship that they had.
However, in those instances, I mean, we're talking about skills that are already pre-existing, right? And so we've spoken about the benefits of that, about a wider network of people, about a wealth of experience. But there is also this issue of having to pick up new skills. And would you say that the way and the speed with which one does that, picking up new skills, does that change when you get older? And how can that be accounted for when it comes to training?
Well, from what we've seen, I think a lot of the older workers that we deal with tend to be very open to learning and picking up new skills. I think that the eagerness is there, and I think the attitude is important, right? As long as they're willing to learn, and that should work. And I think it also depends on the job. So for certain roles, it actually could go the other way. It's the retirees that bring in the experience and provide that training to the younger workers.
So one argument that usually comes up when we talk about raising the retirement age is that it might potentially block the rise of younger executives and managers. Do you think this is something that we should be wary of? And what potential ways might there be to sort of get around it?
I don't think that's an issue, really. I think they're actually mutually exclusive in terms of the seniors can provide their expertise versus the younger workers. So we don't see very much overlap between the older workers and the younger workers, simply because, I'll give you an example. If you wanted to hire someone to do accounts for you, for example, you would need to hire someone with accounting experience. You would not be able to hire a fresh graduate. So there is no overlap there. In terms of moving up the ladder, I think what we have seen as well is quite a number of older workers actually prefer part-time or flexible jobs. Mm-hmm. And that is not likely to become a formal part of the corporate hierarchy, so that's not likely to block. So they'll be used for selected areas for their expertise. And so I don't really see that as, you know, something that could block the progression of younger workers up the corporate ladder.
I suppose the other question is, in terms of your experience and what you've observed, when it comes to the salary demands of older workers, is that different? Because I think some people are concerned that if you hire somebody who is more senior and who has come from a more senior place in other organizations, the expectations of salary might be quite a bit higher.
Yeah, and that's a very common misperception, right? So what we have seen is actually when we advertise a job, for example, an admin executive, right, and the pay is, say, 3,000 ringgit, we have quite a number of very experienced seniors applying for the job where their last drawn salary could have been 15,000. They don't mind applying for this job because they want something that's less stressful, it fulfills their needs at that point in time. So basically the idea that we always tell employers is you price the job, and as long as the seniors are happy with that amount and don't mind earning that, then, it's willing buyer, willing seller, and everyone's happy, right? So, and we also always highlight to employers is that there is a lot of benefit there in terms of you're paying, let's say, for example, 4,000 ringgit for someone to come in and do accounts for you. You may end up getting, if you hire a senior, someone who has 30 years experience, who was probably earning 25 or 30,000 and has so much experience, but who's now doing it for you for 4,000 ringgit. So that's, extremely financially beneficial.
So when we talk about the future of work, right, a lot of the conversation also touches on how it will be more flexible. We have flexible working arrangements, not just in terms of time, but also the benefits that are more transferable, for example. So do you think that this will be part of an initiative in the future in order to encourage people to work post-retirement?
Yes, I think definitely. I think flexible working is something that resonates, very much with the older workers, and they much prefer that way of working. Whenever we advertise jobs for seniors that have the words work from home, flexible hours or part-time, we get tons of applications. So they definitely prefer that. And I think as far as I'm concerned, the way I see it is the seniors actually bring a whole new level of flexibility to the workforce that we didn't have before. And what I mean by that is, you can get a senior to come in and work just 2 weeks out of 4 weeks in a month. For example, when you have a peak period during payroll, you can get someone to just come in and work for just 2 months during, say, someone's maternity break or in between resignations. So they don't need to have a long-term career progression. A senior or an older worker doesn't mind doing that simply because, they don't need to have that stable career progression and stable income. Of course, there are those that require it, but by and large, majority don't mind these flexible types of jobs. So I think we are likely to see, many more older workers participating in, gig economy type jobs in the future as well.
Jasmine, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was Jasmine Amirogani, Managing Director of Hire.Seniors. You can find out more about what they do by listening to an interview that aired on BFM's Open for Business. You just search for the podcast title Working After Retirement. You can look that up on our site, our app, Spotify, wherever it is that you get our podcasts. So we've been asking you for your thoughts about whether or not you would either be interested in working up until 70, in this day and age where we are all expected to live a whole lot longer, and also whether or not you would hire somebody up until that age, right, for in whatever permutation. Mm-hmm. You can call us and let us know, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have, first of all, this message from Jessica, who says, would like to work beyond 60 to contribute and keep our minds healthy and active, but most of the employers here will not hire, especially ladies after 55. They won't even look at such CVs when they see the age. All posting by most employers have an age, say from 25 to 40, so it is an employer problem.
I guess that reflects to a degree how there is still a lack of perhaps awareness or understanding on the behalf of the employers about the benefits of hiring people after retirement age. As Jasmine mentioned earlier, there's a wealth of experience, there's the flexibility that they are willing to work with, which may benefit not just the company itself, but also the workers, their employees as well under them. So, yeah, so I guess it means that there needs to be more concerted efforts to, creating more awareness among employers that, there are benefits to hiring people who are past their retirement age.
And I think that process of education will be a while because it's very long-held beliefs. And I think it's also to do with the fact that for many years, I think people really, really thought that it's retirement and then that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, for a long time, people did not consider the need to work longer than the age of retirement or even after retirement. So I think that there is that element to consider as well. We are still also getting messages coming through. For instance, we have this from Casey who says, I wouldn't mind hiring old staff so long as they fit the job scope. Some jobs may be too demanding for the elderly. Also to consider older staff salaries may be higher than fresh graduates. Although we did just hear Jasmine debunk that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's not necessarily that, you know, older staff demand higher salaries. That's a myth, as she said.
And then we lastly have a message from a listener who says, I am working at 77 years old.
So all right.
There you go. Do get in touch with us. We're talking about how Japan wants to increase the working age until 70. They're encouraging companies to get involved in that. So is this something that you would like to do? Do you think that you're going to still be working up until 70? Would you hire somebody who is, I suppose, a little bit older than you might expect? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.